Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And boy, I hope everybody out there has got the call-in number for today's show. We are bringing it to you. Yeah, Madeline Gerwick, the amazing host of an incredible hit radio show, is bringing it today right here with us on the Dr. Pat Show. Cosmic Connections with Madeline is what she's known for, but more than that, Madeline Gerwick is somebody that people go to when they want to know what's going on in their lives, how to spend their money, when to spend their money, and how to optimize every dime of it. Today's show, annual forecast for 2010, making more money than you've ever dreamed, right here on the Dr. Pat Show. So one of the things we're going to be doing is we're going to be talking with Madeline about what does the forecast look like. The other thing we're going to be doing is taking your calls because you're going to want to know what does the forecast look like for you. So I want everybody out there to make sure you've got our call-in number for the show today. It is toll-free. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile. You are listening to the Dr. Pat Show, and we've got this incredible way for you to reach us, 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. Madeline, thank you so much for joining the show today. Who doesn't want to make more money than they've ever dreamed?
It's a great question. Certainly, everyone I know would fall into that category.
Well, that's
and a big
topic.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my God, it's so great. I've been wanting to, you know, connect with you and have you on a show. But, I mean, it's a really big topic, but it's a topic that's so important for people. You know, I mean, what do you make of this? Today, yesterday, we're looking at the stock market. It's up again over 10,000. We're getting a good forecast about the economy. And yet, there's so many people that haven't quite figured it out. So how does all of that fit in to 2010?
Well, 2010 is the year of the revolution. So if you are the person who's ready to change the game, then you are in good standing to make a lot of money this year because this is the year when things look like they will start to really make major changes. So we're having a major set of cycles that have really not been seen before in anyone's lifetime here on Earth. So, you know, anyone in within a normal time span, I should say. Perhaps there's somebody who's lived, you know, a few hundred years, and I haven't met them yet. But we're having several cycles that coalesce together in late July, August, and September, and these are cycles that are known for revolution. And in fact, the revolution cycle was very, very strong in the mid-60s, if anybody remembers the mid-60s.
Okay, and you're forgetting who you're talking to here.
I know that you and I remember them. I don't know if our listeners remember, but the mid-60s, we had one revolution after another. We had the racial revolution, we had the gender revolution, the sexual revolution, we had the women's revolution, we had the environmental revolution. It was one after another. They were just filled. Social changes were the name of the game. And we have made progress in every area, but not to the point where you would say you know, we've done that, been there, done that, and it's all fine, because it isn't. So in every area there are things that still have to be done, and so here we are. We're at the next stage of the revolution, and so there will be a lot of changes that will be started again this year. So the people who were born back in the 60s, those are the people who are ready to step up to the plate now and take the revolution to the next level.
Well, you know, what we're talking about is the president. I mean, you know.
Yeah, no kidding. Exactly.
I was going to say, knock, who's there? President Obama. Well, you know, I mean, but part of this is what you do, and we're going to talk about this a little bit more, you know, Madeline, because, you know, you are an internationally recognized business, personal astrologer. You're a speaker. You're an author. You're someone that, you know, annually sits down and writes the Good Timing Guide, which we'll talk about. You know, you teach prosperity courses, you know, 8 keys to the ultimate prosperity business. When you do your show, those phone lines open up before you even get on there. And there are many things that you predicted. So I want to go back for a minute before we jump ahead.
Okay.
I've known you on radio for quite some time. And I remember the show you did, although I cannot remember the exact date. 2 shows that I remember you did. I think the first show you did where you talked about gold and you told people, go get gold. The second show that I remember that you did, you literally predicted the economic downturn or the economic crisis or whatever that was right to the day. Is that right? I don't think I'm making that up.
No, you're not making that up. I mean, actually, I had predicted the economic crisis some years ago, and I was trying to get people prepared by teaching them prosperity training and things like that, and also just good timing so they would pack a better punch when they did take whatever actions they were doing. So yeah, the gold, I actually started telling people in 1999 to start buying gold. Back then the price of gold was about 260 something an ounce. And that's when I first bought my gold, was back then. And, of course it, kept going up. We were predicting that it would peak in 2008 originally. But that turned out to be the early peak, and it's still got its bigger peak left to go.
Well, so, what do you think has sort of, you know, created this level of awareness for you? And I think it'd be good to kind of share with our listeners, you know, what you do and how you go about it.
Well, I have a degree in economics, so that starts me off in a little different place from most astrologers. And so what I'm doing is I'm looking at both the astrological cycles and the economic cycles and putting them together and coming up with a more complete picture than what most economists can put together, because they don't know what the cycles are, you see. So they're pretty much out in left field, you know, trying to figure out, you know, well, what's this going to look like, you know, whereas, you know, if you had the actual cycles, you could look ahead and say, oh, it's going to last this long and it's going to be this tough, and here's the worst of it. You see what I mean? That's the advantage of knowing what the cycles are. So,
well, and that's what you do.
A more complete picture. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you incorporate the whole story in it. And you know, I mean, it's kind of interesting. You and I are talking about something you actually talked about weeks ago on your radio show, and yet today we had, I think it was President Obama, come out and talk about. I don't think he said, you know, we're way well on our way to mending, but clearly there was a lot of really interesting conversations.
And I missed that. So what was your take on what he was trying to say?
Well, I think the bottom line was, you know, the stimulus packages we've put together are working. And, you know, honestly, between you and me, I'm actually relieved to hear a little bit more optimism. You know, even though the Dow Jones ended up a little bit lower today than it did yesterday, you know, we're still over 10,000. You know, it was as high as 10.3 today. But, you know, we're starting to, you know, talk about how oil and optimism and, you know, building nuclear plants to whatever that's worth for some people. But there seems to have been here recently a little shift in energy. What's happened to cause that?
Well, this month in particular, February has probably got the best of the best cycles for money.
Okay.
So So this month is a month when things could be much more optimistic financially. I'm not saying that it will stay that way, but this month really has great cycles. I can remember a year ago when I was doing the Good Timing Guide and looking at this month and thinking, holy cow, that's a good month, you know. And of course, it's pretty much working out that way for me, so I don't know, you know, how it works out for other people, but, you know, it's been a very strong month for us. And the cycles are, you know, one of them in particular that we're still in right now, which is Venus conjunct Jupiter in Pisces, that particular cycle only happens in that sign once every 12 years. And the reason that's important is because in that sign of Pisces is where Venus and Jupiter are at their absolute best. So this particular cycle, which brings in a lot more abundance and a lot more love as well, and the two, of course, go hand in hand, this particular cycle has the best of the best energy for, you know, starting new abundance and new growth. So
now,
it's an excellent cycle.
Well, let me ask you a question, and we'll take a break and come back with this. And by the way, we're going to explain to you all, you know, as you tune into the show, Madeline is actually going to be able to do readings for you right on air. And these are very unusual. These are amazing. And so you'll get to have a conversation with her right here on the show. The way to do that is make sure you get in the queue at 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. And what do people need to have, Madeline?
They need to know their birth date, their birth time, and their location of birth.
Okay, birth date, birth time, and location. But let me ask you this question, and we can talk about it when we come back from break. You know, we're talking about Jupiter. Does it matter whether Jupiter is your ruling planet or not? I mean, I think Jupiter
rules.
Not
really,
well.
No. Okay, no, no. I mean, Venus conjunct Jupiter is out there for everybody. So everybody has an opportunity to use those energies that are happening right now. And there are other high growth cycles happening later this month. Sun conjunct Jupiter,
okay.
Venus conjunct Uranus.
Wow.
You know, which is unexpected money. So we have a lot of good cycles this month for money, and they're available to all of us. Now, some people will get stronger hits than others just because of the way their chart is put together.
All right, let's bring it on. Madeline Gerwick joining us here tonight. We're taking your calls. Make sure you have that information. Are you ready to make more money? Are you ready to make more money in 2010 than you've ever dreamed? Let's find out the best way to go about that. Give us a call right here at the station, 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We'll be right back.
Is your soul thirsty for love this Valentine's Day? Fill it up with Aqua Mantra's I Am Loved Water and feel the love with every conscious sip. You attract love into your reality when you're overflowing with love from within. Pick up a case of Aqua Mantra's award-winning premium natural spring water that flows from the abundant streams of Mount Palomar, California. Now in our brand new biodegradable and recyclable bottles. On sale at aquamantra.com/I Am Loved. And know you are loved.
Are you concerned about a specific health issue? Do you want to know what causes it? Are you ready to tap into the inner wisdom of your body and listen to what it is telling you? It's a scientific fact that your health condition, present circumstance, and excess weight are not the result of your diet, exercise regime, or genetic makeup. Your thoughts, feelings, and emotions all directly and specifically influence all your body functions, including heart rate, digestion, and organs. Anger is stored in the liver, resentment is stored in the gallbladder, and lack of support shows up in your back. Our bodies give us clues to how we have been thinking, feeling, and acting. Dr. Cal specializes in interpreting these clues, ignites your inner healer, and guides you step by step to continuous, positive, and lasting health changes. When you change your mind, you change your life. Get in your driver's seat today. Visit AskDrKel.com. That's AskDrKel.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Ready to manifest your heart's desire? Want to know the secret to navigating life's in-between times with confidence and skill? Ready, Set, Manifest with Life Coach Debbie Lacey offers real tools to coach yourself through the in-betweens and leaps in life. Say goodbye to being stuck and hello to Ready, Set, Manifest. Visit theinspiredcoach.com and join the next Ready, Set, Manifest telegathering. You're not lost. You're getting ready. Visit theinspiredcoach.com.
E-Cloth, the only cleaning solution you'll ever need. E-Cloth's fiber function does the cleaning, not a chemical reaction. Also, no paper towels or chemicals to buy, so you'll save lots of money. And E-Cloths are guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years, the whole time safer for you, your family, the environment, and saving you lots of money. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to ecloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Neshama Living, where your optimal health begins with awareness, grows with knowledge, flourishes with proactive solutions, and is practiced as a way of life. Neshama Living is dedicated to wholeness of body, mind, and spirit. The Neshama Living Hour is coming to the Dr. Pat Show. Get ready to regain your natural balance, take control of your health and vitality, and build your foundation for wellness with Neshama Living on the Dr. Pat Show.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness, from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness, natural food for pets, where true wellness begins.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. For more information about us, please go to our website, www.thedrpatshow.com, or go to drpatlive.com. Madeline Gerwick is joining me here tonight. We're talking about annual forecast for 2010, making more money than you've ever dreamed. And you're going to want to find out more about Madeline. And so you can certainly go to her website, and I believe that we're sending people to askmadeline.com.
Askmadeline.com.
Yeah,
that's correct. Yeah. Yes, and that's MADELINE.com.
Outstanding. And for those of you that want to connect and have a reading with Madeline tonight, right here on the show, why don't you give us a call on our toll-free number, and Seth and company will put you in the queue. 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And he'll let us know when you're on there. And, I think we've got somebody on the line. I think we got to go to the, I think we should go to the phone. And let's get this started. Who do we have on the line with us today?
This is Linda.
Hey, Linda, where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
Okay, cool, Linda. So,
Why are you laughing at New Jersey?
I'm from New Jersey. I wasn't really laughing at New Jersey. I'm laughing with New Jersey. That's my home state.
Okay. Where were you from in Jersey?
Well, actually, I was born in New York, but I grew up mostly in Jersey, graduated Plainfield High School.
Oh, my goodness.
Plainfield.
Okay. Yes. I had an aunt who lived in North Plainfield, and I lived in Greenbrook.
Well, you know, we're cousins.
Yes,
we're
and cousins. I lived in Plainfield. And I lived in Plainfield.
Wow. Okay,
yes.
So then you know Larry's Deli in Plainfield, right?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
And Margie's Cake Box. Margie's Cake Box?
Margie's Cake Box, which I don't think is there anymore, but the best cakes you could possibly get in Jersey,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, we
what
want to get you
world.
Connected with Madeline, because this is going to be the best astrological reading you're going to get, Linda. So compare
well,
it to kind of like the cake you get from Margie's, okay?
Well, wait till I tell you where I was born.
Oh, my gosh.
I was
Linda,
born,
I want to introduce you to Madeline. Madeline, meet Linda from Jersey.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Madeline.
First, Linda, tell me what your birth date is.
9/20/49.
September 20th, 1949. Okay, and do you know your time of day?
Roughly, well, my mother tells me that the doctor just went to lunch, so she said it was between 12 and 12:30, more like 12:30.
More like 12:30 p.m.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And where were you born?
You're not going to believe this, but I was born in Manhattan. And I
oh,
lived on Staten Island funny. When I was a baby.
So, you and Dr. Pat both.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, Linda,
this is high woo-woo right now. I think we got going
absolutely.
On.
Absolutely. So, what is your question that I can help you with?
Well, I've never had a reading before, so I was just wondering, you know, I don't even know what to ask you.
Do you want to know if this is a good year for you or what?
Well, yeah.
Well, astrology actually shows every aspect of your entire life, which is
uh-oh.
Quite a lot.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, well, a lot of people, you know, have a particular question that is more burning than others. So,
okay, how about
like
job
you,
and... Job and finances.
Job
and money.
And finance?
Yes.
Okay. Have you had some changes to your career lately, in the last year maybe?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And are those going well, or are there still challenges with them?
There's challenges, yes.
Okay, so give us some information here, Linda. Did you...
All
you
right.
Know,
You want me to share?
Yeah, share.
Okay. I lost my job last February, and I've been looking for a job, and obviously by my birth date, you know it's going to be a little bit difficult. And so I've been taking care of my mother, and I've been doing some volunteer work, and I'm now helping a friend with their business. So I'm looking, but I'm having a hard time with it.
Okay.
So, you know, I have my unemployment, and I have a pension, which is minimal, but it's a pension. So I just wondered how things look for me.
Well, you have a few cycles that are going on kind of right now. Did you get any unexpected money in the last, I don't know, couple of weeks?
No.
No unexpected opportunities? Like that?
No.
What, did you get your unemployment? That could have been unexpected the way things are going out there.
Well, that's true, because my unemployment was, I thought was going to end, and then I didn't know what I was going to do. And yes, they extended it.
Oh, okay.
So
there you go.
Okay.
There's some not everybody's
money.
Yeah. Yeah, not everybody's getting that old extension, you know.
Right. So it actually looks like right now you're able to get money. And so that could be one of the ways you're getting it, of course, is through that extension. But it doesn't have to be the only way. You could get it from other unexpected sources that you're not perhaps thinking about. But, you know, if I were you, my mantra would be, unexpected money is coming to me, and I'd be thinking about that every single day, you know, 10, 20, 30 times a day. I'd be thinking about unexpected money is coming to me, and believe me, it'll show up. There actually have been studies done that show that people who expected to get unexpected money, in other words, they don't know where it's coming from, but they just know that they can get it. It shows up in their life, sometimes in very big amounts.
Oh, okay.
And in fact, if I were you, I would listen to my radio show on February 26th when I'm going to have Gail Howard on my show, and we're going to talk about winning lotteries. And she has one of the most effective lottery systems, you know, for winners in the world.
Oh.
So, yeah, so listen to that show, because anybody who's got the cycles that you've got should be winning money. I would go off and perhaps even buy, you know, a few lottery tickets, you know, just because, you know, this is obviously, in fact, I might even go do that today and tomorrow, you know.
Well, you might, you know, given what you're saying, Madeline, you might want Linda to go buy the lottery ticket for you.
Yeah, no kidding. Exactly right. Yeah, she's got some great cycles here for right now, you know, for making a lot of money. Yeah.
So tell me a little bit, you know, Linda, if you don't mind, I'd love to use you as an example because Madeline does such extraordinary work. When you're taking a look at her cycles, could you share with us what you're seeing?
Yes. Well, what I'm seeing, yeah, do you want me to tell you the astrology behind it? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, yeah, a little bit. So, you know, Linda's never heard much of this before, so we want to give our listeners the full meal deal here.
Oh, okay. I usually don't tell people this because it's too, you know, their eyes glaze over, but Jupiter, which is the planet of growth and abundance, is in excellent aspect to your Venus, which is a planet of money and love. And Venus is right there with this Jupiter, so Venus is also trining Venus. And Jupiter and Venus are also in trine to Uranus. So you actually have a very lucky chart here for you to unexpectedly get money anytime. You know, and you know, but particularly now, you know, just because these planets are in such a great, it's like a grand trine for you to have a lot of flow for money right now. So, and it looks like you could get it, you know, just, you know, from your neighbors. I mean, you know, in your neighborhood, in your community. That's why I suggested, you know, going out and buying lottery tickets, you know, something simple. And it might be stuff that you find money on the street. One time, you know, I was doing one of these deals where I was doing my unexpected money, and I reached in the bottom of my grocery bag, and there was a $5 bill in it. And I thought, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so money can just show up in very odd places. It doesn't have to be any particular place. You know, I once, you know, got out of my car in a parking lot, and there was a $20 bill right there at my feet.
Gee.
You know, so, you know, I'm just saying, you know, you don't know where it would show up, but it could be anywhere.
So she has to change her mantra. So what you're asking Linda to do is, you know, really move to the place of expecting money without questioning.
Yes, exactly. Expecting money. And even after this cycle is over, if I were you, I would always expect unexpected money.
She has that kind of chart, huh? Wow.
Yeah.
And I like that.
Yeah.
I wrote down what you said. Unexpected money is coming to me every day.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
And I would say that every day.
Yeah. And I would take it as often as you possibly can. I'd put it up on your mirrors, on your computer, in your dashboard, in your car. I'd put it everywhere, you know, on your refrigerator. I'd put it all over the place so you remember it and think it as often as possible.
Yeah. So, you know, Linda, what Madeline is saying, you have to sit down physically, write this out, so every time you turn around, it's right there in front of you.
Okay.
Right.
And I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Cool.
Because you really
it even feels good to do that.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Did you hear what she just said? She said, Linda, you could make a lot of money this way. She doesn't say that to everybody. I listen to
That's
her
true.
Show. Trust
That's
me on this,
true.
Linda. There are callers that call over from all over the world that wait for Madeline to say what she just said to you.
And, Linda, you can make more money. I, from my opinion, you can make more money being self-employed than you can by being employed.
Great.
Okay.
So look for opportunities to use your skill set, you know. And it looks like you came here with some ability to heal. Or, you know, are you doing any anything in that way, or have you ever done anything in that direction?
I've thought about it, and I just haven't done it because I was always too busy to do this and do that, and it just never happened. So,
I would follow your energy. I would just make sure we're all in Mars retrograde right now. We're all rethinking where we want to go for the next 2 years. I would follow your energy. You know, I'd be thinking about, you know, sit down with a friend and go through all the different ideas you've ever had about things you could do or want to do or would like to do, and just start telling your friend about them and ask her to rate how happy you look and how excited you look every time, you know, for each one of them. And go with the one where you're the most excited. You see,
okay.
That is the one that's really calling you to service.
Okay. So you do this by the planets and where they are, and how does the birth date and where you were born and your age
and the time.
Yeah, how does that play into it?
Well, it gives you a very specific map of the heavens.
Mm-hmm.
And that map of the heavens basically shows the energies that you came in with this lifetime, what you intended to do, kind of what your contract with the universe was when you came back this particular lifetime in terms of your strengths and skills and the challenges that you set for yourself so that you could grow in a new direction or perhaps a direction you've been working on but perhaps haven't accomplished yet. And
mm-hmm.
so, you know, there's a lot to a chart. I mean, an astrologer could talk to you for hours about your chart and you would never hear it all.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
And, you know, honestly, Linda, and, you know, what I want to say to everybody listening and to you, Linda, I mean, if you go to Madeline's website, and it's askmadeline.com, there's lots of information. I mean, Madeline does, you know, complete readings, and so you'll have a better sense of what all of this means, just scheduling an appointment with her. But I think she shared a lot of information, with you, and boy, I'll tell you, I have to say, Madeline, and of all the time I've listened to you, this has got to be probably the best money information I've ever heard you give anybody.
Well, she's really got a great chart for making money, especially by being self-employed. I mean, it's just like you really are set up. You know,
wow.
If we had more time, we could go into different ways that you can make it. But, yeah.
Well, Linda, you'll have to connect with Madeline here directly.
Well, I have my mantra, unexpected money's coming to me every day, and it's going to
be
every
great.
Day. Okay.
Well, thank
That's
you.
Great. I love
thank
it.
Thank you.
I love
calling.
It, too. I think we all need to do that. Let's take a short break here on the Dr. Pat Show. When we come back, we'll be taking your calls as well. You all know what those numbers are if you want to give us a shout, 888-815-9756. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show and my very special guest, Madeline Gerwick. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about a specific health issue? Do you want to know what causes it? Are you ready to tap into the inner wisdom of your body and listen to what it is telling you? It's a scientific fact that your health condition, present circumstance, and excess weight are not the result of your diet, exercise regime, or genetic makeup. Your thoughts, feelings, and emotions all directly and specifically influence all your body functions, including heart rate, digestion, and organs. Anger is stored in the liver, resentment is stored in the gallbladder, and lack of support shows up in your back. Our bodies give us clues to how we have been thinking, feeling, and acting. Dr. Cal specializes in interpreting these clues, ignites your inner healer, and guides you step by step to continuous, positive, and lasting health changes. When you change your mind, you change your life. Get in your driver's seat today. Visit AskDrKel.com. That's AskDrKel.com.
When was the last time you were flabbergasted? Well, I was the first time I cleaned with this cloth named E-Cloth. E-Cloth claims perfect cleaning with just water on all hard surfaces and no chemicals. I started with my windows, then stovetop, and then the refrigerator. I was totally flabbergasted on how well E-Cloth cleaned everything. And I did it without exposing my family to potential health-harmful chemical cleaners. Also with E-Cloth, there's no paper towels, chemicals to buy, so you'll save money. and they're guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, you'll get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to eCloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. That's eCloth.com, 20% off everything, free shipping. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max. How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again? Would you like to learn how to take the weight off once and for all? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help thousands of clients reach their goals and stay there. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That's 888-311-7157.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Wow. I want to make sure all of you get a chance to connect with Madeline. Please give us a call. She can do a reading right on air, just like she just did with Linda. 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. Madeline, let's talk a little bit about the cycles this year and how people can make more money than they've ever dreamed. Now, you know, we've had Linda just on the show, and apparently she's got one of these charts that most people would want to have, so to speak.
Yep. That's true.
I mean,
well,
you know,
this year is really filled with lots of changes. So the trick to making money this year is to be ahead of the changes and to know where they're going to roughly headed. And then, you know, you are kind of ready for the change, and so you're there. You know, you're there with the solutions and that other people are groping around for when the change happens. So we're having, I mentioned earlier, you know, the revolution.
Yeah.
The revolutionary energies that we're having that could be like social revolution kind of energies. And then we're also having, you know, structural transformation. We're also having earthquake energies. We're also having either war or breakthrough energies. And we get all of these energies together at the same time in late July and August and September. And so there's a huge amount of energy that can make things change very rapidly. Now, I had to sit down and think about, wow, what are the potential things that could change? Well, certainly one of them is our banking system and the Federal Reserve. Another one is the U.S. dollar. Well, and, of course, the U.S. dollar right now is looking pretty good because Europe is looking pretty sick.
Oh, geez.
But that's the only reason the dollar looks good at the moment, and it really doesn't have legs of its own, if you know what I mean. It's like it's borrowing legs from Europe, you know, because of the Greece situation. When I look at the chart for the U.S. dollar, which shows up, of course, in the U.S. chart and in the Federal Reserve chart, the dollar looks like it's pretty much under attack in late July, August, and September. So if you knew that ahead of time, you might have gold in your portfolio. You might have other currencies in your portfolio. You know, people who buy currency portfolios, they might buy 10%, you know, of the Swiss franc, they might buy 10% of the UK pound, you know, they might buy 10% euros, they might buy 10% yen, 10% Australian dollars, and 10% U.S. dollars, et cetera, you see. So that they have a whole smattering of different currencies. And so if one of them goes up, you know, they can do pretty well, and you know, they don't all crash at once, right? And so you might know, if you're in advance thinking about these things, you could make quite a bit of money having either other currencies, you know, when the dollar is undergoing its challenges, or gold, which would be a great resource to have, because as the dollar goes down, gold goes up. And it has been doing this for 10 years now. And the situation with gold and the U.S. dollar is that the dollar is just basically being printed willy-nilly by our government and the Federal Reserve. So there's really nothing behind it. It's not backed by gold. It's not backed by anything at all. So except the U.S. debt level, which is, I don't know, trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars. I think over 14 trillion was the last number I saw. But and if you add in Medicare and Social Security, you're talking like $53 trillion or $55 trillion. I mean, it's a huge amount of debt that the U.S.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, it's beyond our imagination. So there's not anything solid behind the U.S. dollar. So their choices are they could decide to back the U.S. dollar with some percentage of gold, like perhaps 5 or 10%. Would they back it 100%? I think that's impossible. They don't have that possibility anymore. But they could back it by 10%, or they might choose 20%. I think that's probably less likely, but, you know, it's not impossible. And then if they decided to do that, that would put a kind of a crunch on the amount of liquidity that the Federal Reserve could print. They wouldn't be able to print without having something to back it up, you see. And so that would help to stabilize the dollar. And if they did that, of course, the value of gold would go through the roof. I mean, it would probably be, I don't know, $2,500, $3,000. It would be through the roof if they decided to do that.
Oh my gosh! This is incredible information. I mean, this is something that you do regularly on your show. We've got a caller. We've got Deborah from Texas calling in. Let's see if we can get Deborah on the line here. Hey, Deborah,
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you great. I want you to meet Madeline. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing great. Now, Madeline, let's see if we can get some information for Deborah. Deborah, we're going to need some info from you.
Okay.
Go ahead, Madeline.
Hi, Deborah. I need to get your birth date to start with.
It's 7/11/1956.
July 11, 1956. Okay. And what's your time of day?
11:54 p.m.
11:54 p.m. Okay. Where were you born?
In Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
All right. I have that. And now let me ask you, what question do you have for me today?
I just kind of wanted to look at my finances, if that's possible.
Look at your finances. Okay.
Yeah.
And are you employed now, or what is your situation?
I'm self-employed, and I'm also an artist.
Oh, you're self-employed.
Uh-huh.
You're an artist. Nice.
Yeah, yes. And I love the statement about
willy. I'm sorry?
Oh, I love that statement, willy-nilly. it just shows you it really shows you the illusion of what money is, you know?
Oh, man, I tell you, it's scary to see what the government's doing with our money. It's terrifying to know what's going on.
Yeah, we don't even own it. It's not even the government that owns it. That's the crazy part.
Yeah, that's right. The Federal Reserve is not the government. That's exactly right. Even scarier, they charge the U.S. government interest on every one of those dollars that they print for us. We're so special.
Really? It's crazy.
First thing I want to mention to you, because this is kind of a big time for you.
Yeah.
You are undergoing transformation for your career and your home life. And Mm-hmm. You're just about, although not quite there, but, you know, perhaps maybe about, I don't know, August perhaps, September, somewhere in there, later this year, you will get to a point here, and this might be as late as late September, early October, you will get to a point where you are just becoming known for your work. Mm-hmm. And then about 7 years from that time, roughly speaking, 7 years from when that first happens, that will be your career peak. So you're undergoing a very, this career peak only happens once every 29 years, doesn't happen very often. So it's an important period. So you're only 7 years away, roughly 7.5 years away at this point. From that career peak, and you're probably late, in the fall here, people are going to start noticing your work, and it's just going to continue to build up over the next 7 years. So make sure that you're doing everything you can over the next 7 years for people to notice you. Mm-hmm. Have a Facebook, social media pieces, that help people to find you, Be in places where people can spot your work. Donate if you have to. Donate a piece of art to an organization that's going to print a book cover or something like that. That would be appropriate, where your piece of information can get out there and be seen by millions of people or something like that.
Yeah, I've been working on putting that foundation down.
Great, that's excellent. And it looks like you've had a little interesting time here. Is anything about to blow up for you? Have you experienced any anger or frustration?
Oh, boy.
I bet. Probably in a big way.
Yeah, it's been interesting.
So what I would suggest that you do with that energy is to use it creatively.
Yeah.
That whenever you're about to blow up, there's some artistic energy there that you can make available to you. So I wouldn't suppress it in any way. Whatever's coming up needs to come up now. It's important for it to get out and be expressed. I would recommend that you get the book, Nonviolent Communication by Marshall Rosenberg. And have you used his work? Have you used that? It's a great tool, and it will allow you to express your needs in a way that the other person will not be shut down, and they are more likely to respond in the way that you would like them to. It's a very excellent tool. I actually recommend it for people who are having this type of a cycle, and it is pretty explosive energy. But it can allow you to have breakthroughs that you need to have.
Yeah,
I've used it for having a couple of those.
Yeah, it's been quite interesting. And I have a little technique call it fertile time. And whenever I start to get there, thinking of things I don't want in my life, I go to do turtle time.
Okay. Well, and it's fine to know what you don't want in your life. Just turn it around to what you do want. You always want to stay focused on what you do want, because no matter what you're focused on, you're just creating more and more of it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
You want to have the breakthrough to focus on what you do want.
So we're all going to need your autograph real soon here, because you're going to be so famous. We're going to need to make sure we have your artwork hanging all.
I have it all online. I have a bit of it online already.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you have what?
I have quite a bit of it online. I'm photographing spirit.
Great.
Well, tell us how
great.
We can
I love it.
Can you give us your website?
It's called Blue Turtle Moon Studios.
Cool.
And that's Blue
Turtle Moon Studios.
And you know, I have probably got, I don't know, well over 100 turtles in my house. And I associate them with Lemuria, but, it's interesting. Yeah, you do too,
I do.
They're very interesting.
Very much.
I even have a live turtle.
I have one in my pond.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Well, yeah, thank you so much for calling in. This sounds like this is going to be a great year for you as well.
Oh, thank you very much.
Deborah, thank you so much. Wow, Madeline, this is really cool. I think what I hear you saying in general is that, you know, there are some really cool things going to happen for people that have done the work, meaning have planned for it. You know, and I know you and I have talked about this a lot. I mean, we're always figuring out ways to be creative, to keep, you know, keep putting one foot in front of the other so that if something
Absolutely.
Does come along, yeah, we can reinvent ourselves on a dime, so to speak. Is that part of it?
Yes. A lot of it is being willing and ready to change, you see, because that's what's happening this year. It's like if you could imagine any year that was filled with change, this would be the big one. So the more that we're in tune with that energy, in other words, we're ready and willing to change ourselves, you see, the easier it is for us to be in tune with the energies that are here and now and to be, you know, in the flow with those changes.
It's really amazing. You know, I want to take a minute to get back to what we were talking about for 2010 and you know, to just give everybody sort of, you know, what Madeline Gerwick's advice would be to prepare for this year and beyond.
Well, the first thing I might suggest is that, you know, one of the possibilities, and of course there's never any way to tell for sure, but one of the possibilities I think is that we could have the ETs be introduced to us this year. You know, there have been rumors on the internet from a fair number of sources that, you know, Obama has been preparing to introduce the ETs to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so is that, I mean, that could actually be quite a major shift for a number of people. And if you were ready for that shift and you were able to embrace it and they're in technology, you see, then you might be in a position to benefit from a shift of that nature. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that we'd have that kind of a shift, but perhaps we will also, if we don't have that shift, we will have major shifts in technology. So I'm thinking, you know, oil is kind of the old paradigm, and I'm expecting to see some new energy sources get introduced, one way or another, whether they come in via the ETs, whether they come in from stuff that, you know, our government has worked on for God knows how long and kept hidden, or, you know, who knows where the men in black are nowadays, you know, you know, this group of, there are groups out there that are working on, you know, anti-gravity, they're working on all these different types of energy devices that would essentially obsolete oil in a nutshell. It would, you know, and I've heard that India and I can't remember, there's another country over in the east there that has got something that will obsolete our electrical system. So you
wow,
get
that's got to be incredible. That's got to be incredible.
Yeah, exactly. So you get this, you buy it for your house once, and that's it. You know, you don't need to be connected to the electrical system anymore. You see, so I'm expecting that there will be things like this going on, and the people who are ready to jump with these new possibilities could make a lot of money.
I think this is an extraordinary time that we're in right now for a lot of reasons, and I think I mentioned to you earlier, and maybe it's because of where my birthday is, that, you know, right around the time of my birthday in December, I felt an incredible shift of energy, you know, almost as if, Madeline, this heavy, heavy weight had just disappeared. And I don't know if I made that up in my mind, but, you know, now since I have my chart, I've done it, it explains a lot of it. But this is really a time for people, in addition to prepare, isn't it also a time for people to joyfully prepare?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I think if we really get to our heart of hearts, many of us have waited for this time our entire life because we've all wanted to see the game change. and not be set up against us, so to speak, you know, where the rich get richer and the poor get poorer, you see. So this is one of those potential years where the game can change. And, you know, the revolution is here as of this year. I mean, it starts mid-year, but it's not going to end until, like, 2017. It's going to be here for some time.
Well, let's all get jazzed together. Well, that's what I'm saying. Let's all get jazzed together and make sure that we make this the best year ever. Madeline, thank you for joining me. Let's give out some information so people know how to find out more about you.
Okay. They can go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And they can call our office toll-free, 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300, and that is toll-free. And for your listeners that are in Portland, Oregon, I'm going to be there this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'll be speaking there, and there's information about that on my website. I'm going to be talking about the astrology's economic revolution and Pluto in Capricorn Friday night, and on Saturday I'll give a workshop of good timing for success. I have a good timing guide that I write every year so people can easily use a color-coded guide to figure out good days and times to do important activities for them. And then on Sunday I'm going to talk about the ins and outs of business astrology. That's going to be at the Queen of Cups.
Wow, that's great.
Oregon.
Well,
yeah.
Madeline, yeah, this is so cool. Thank you so much for joining us here today. Wow, thank you all for calling in. And believe me, you can get a little bit of Madeline every week. Go to her website, askmadeline.com. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show, everybody.
Soapbox is way too high overgrown.